Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna, and streaming at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. They have a solar expert and energy services supervisor to help its members find out if solar is right for them, and also help you avoid some possible scams from outside parties out there. Find out more at mte.com/prosolar. We have Rutherford County School Board member Coy Young joining us here in studio today, and we were originally scheduled for the week of spring fling, but it just so happened that Eagleville baseball and Stewart's Creek softball were playing in the state championship game that day. So, Coy, I know sports are a big part of our Rutherford County schools, but the success that we have year in and year out, it's just amazing to see up close. And I know you all are awfully proud of those teams and individuals playing in spring fling.
Oh, it is. It's an awful awarding to see all these schools get there and compete and see what they bring to the table for this county. It's just remarkable.
You know, there are so many things that go on within the schools. I mean, outside of sports, you have clubs, you have groups, and, you know, really trying to engage especially these middle school and high schoolers. And, you know, I think our system has a lot to offer in that respect.
Oh, definitely. I think Rutherford County is one of the places that's definitely on the map for these kids to want to come to just to play sports. We have such a recognition out there nationwide, really. They want to come here for their baseball teams or football teams, basketball teams, and we excel in those areas.
Mm-hmm. And you have a lot of teams that want to come here and play those opponents because this is where they all want to get to Rutherford County, especially for basketball and spring sports events for the championship. So they like to come to this area. It means a lot of money to the area, and the schools, you know, benefit especially from spring fling. So that's a good thing when you see, you know, them adding to facilities, turf at Riverdale and at Rockvale and all of that, you know, and the businesses that are stepping up to help do that. It takes more than just county tax dollars, doesn't it?
Oh, it definitely does. Without our patrons out there that gives our schools, just one that comes to mind real quick is Mike Hollinshead, SMR Concrete. I mean, they are phenomenal what they donate to our schools.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, you can have your door knocked on quite a bit too.
Yeah. You
know, and I would say that they do, but, you know, they're obviously a supporter.
Oh, obviously. They have bought into our school system, and they really really support us well.
Coy, this is how many years on the school board for you?
I'm wrapping up my 12th year.
12th year, okay. So, and this, it's pretty well known, this is your final year.
It is.
12 years is a long time to do anything, isn't it?
It is. I mean, everybody needs to get involved in politics, and I'd like to see people get involved, but you know, you can also wear your welcome out after a while, I think. It's time to move on and let somebody else come in with some fresh ideas and see what they can do to help move the needle and move us forward even more.
I want to talk in just a few minutes about, many of the things that you've seen in those years, and not to put you on the spot or anything, but there's been a lot that has changed in the last 12 years with Rutherford County and the school system, of course, but one thing that doesn't change, and this comes around every year, it's the budget. And you're dealing with that, aren't you?
Yeah, we were just wrapping up our budget this year. And you know, it's good. We had another year where we didn't go to the county and ask for money. And that's the second year in a row we've done that. The disappointing thing is this year we did get a little shell-shocked here on the end where we were having to fund some charter schools up front that we didn't plan on. It's going to interfere with buying some land and much needed land. We need to be buying some land down in the Smyrna Laverne area right now, getting ready to build some more schools down there, a middle school and a high school. But it's going to be tough. We just don't have the money. We just don't have the funding that we have to keep up with the fast growth that's going on in this county. And we're not a Williamson County. We're not a Wilson County that are able to help bring in extra revenues. And our county is one of the largest counties in the state, fourth, I think we rate now. I think it was 38,000 students when I came on the school board. Now we're over 52,000. So as to how much growth we've had in 12 years.
Wow.
And we just can't keep up. It's just it's a burden on our taxpayers. It's just a burden to try to keep up with it.
So when you say things in we're not like Williamson County or Wilson County, what is different there that's not the same here?
Well, they do have extra funding that they're able to tap into. They have what they call a building impact fee. And then the same as Murfreesboro and Smyrna Laverne. And I'm not saying that that's going to fix our problem. It's going to cure everything. It's not. We're still going to have issues because even that is not enough to generate enough funds to fund this fast growth that we're seeing. But it's a help. It's a step in the right direction. We've either got to figure out a new funding model or we've got to figure out a way to stop the growth. I mean, it's to me, it's that simple. I try to keep things simplified, and you either stop the growth or you fund the growth, mm-hmm. one of the two.
So I think a lot of people have heard about this, and gosh, if you go on social media, you want to see someone's opinion about it. They've definitely got it about this funding, but I don't know that a lot of people really understand why Rutherford County isn't on the same level as those others. Is because we didn't opt to do that? It kind of walk us through, and it's a state legislative thing, too.
Yeah, this was something that a law that was passed way before my time on the school board, and it really locked us in as Rutherford County into we just don't have much wiggle room there as far as generating taxes off sale of real estate. They did pass one facilities tax that we get like a dollar a square foot, and I think they're looking at raising that to $1.50 a square foot. That would come directly to the schools, but that's still not going to keep up with the fast growth that we're seeing.
Mm-hmm. You also said something in there about that you haven't had to go to the county commission in the last 2 years. Is that to ask for extra money?
To ask for additional money.
Okay.
Right? We're just staying with the same amount of budget, the same budget dollars we had last year. Mm-hmm. So.
And in addition to that, the $11 million for charter schools, you also said that you have to put that money up front. So does the county have to use their own personal funds for that and then the state reimburse? Is that how it's going to happen?
Right. Up front, we'll end up having to fund these charter schools up front because they play by a different set of rules than we play by. They can project what numbers they've got coming into their school system and use that as their budget. And we have to share that much money up front with them and take that money out of our budget and give it to them. And it's a year later before we'll be reimbursed for that money.
Was that the game plan all along, or was that just kind of something we learned after the fact?
No, it was kind of after the fact. I don't think there was a lot of thought put into the charter school funding. I think there was a small group of people that wanted charter schools, and our state lawmakers listened to them. They pushed it through. It passed. I mean, it only went by one vote. I don't know if you remember Glenn Casta, he held up the vote on the floor till he could get someone talked into voting for that. And so it barely passed through the state legislation. And now we're starting to see how this is going to impact us from a taxpayer standpoint, because we're going to be funding these schools up front and we have very little say-so in the matter.
So these charter schools have to be approved by the local school board, though, is that right or not?
Well, they can come to the locals to get approved, and we can approve or deny. Now, this one that we're talking about that's going to cost us, I think, $8 million this year, we did not approve that charter school. That charter school fell unanimously. I even think the state committee at that time that they had put in front of them, that they had to go in front of, they appealed to them. They even declined them. From what I understand, they're a failing school district. They're not a failing charter school. They rank like a D. And I don't know why we'd want to put our money into a school system like that. You know, we need to be investing our dollars in something we know that works.
And sure.
We've proved in Rover County that we know what we're doing with schools, and we need to continue doing that.
So we're funding a charter school. Eight of the $11 million is going to a charter school that was not approved by the school board or the state, but they're yet a charter school.
They were able to appeal and finally get it pushed through.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. Yeah. Well, that $11 million would go a long way to help you maybe secure some land for more schools, things like that.
Most definitely. Land is very hard to find, especially the size tracts that we need. And we need to locate all that we can, especially in the Smyrna-Laverne area, because we know that area is going to continue to grow. So we need to get that land secured and be ready to build on it as soon as possible. We're so far behind on building. When you're working out of 170 portables plus, and they become permanent classrooms for us, that's not fair to our students, not fair to our community. So
yeah, I want to talk to you about portables in a second. But one of the things, and we've got Coy Young with us today, Rutherford County School Board member. In Smyrna and Laverne, they're building so much. I mean, at some point, there's not going to be a whole lot of property to be able to build schools on. So then you're in real trouble at that point. So you really have to kind of buy when you can.
Very true. Yeah. Because when we get out in these rural areas, a lot of times you have to build your own sewer system. And when you do that, you have to have, you know, quality soil to do that with. And it's getting harder and harder to find that soil because these developers will run in and buy that up real quick mm-hmm. to build their developments. And you don't have the city sewer system ran out that far in some areas, and it costs a lot of money to run the city sewer system out there too. So it gets very costly if we don't manage this in the right way.
Well, Poplar Hill, I guess, is that still, that's the Blackman area school. Is that still on course to start this summer or fall?
Yes, we still have that on track. That school, we're going to get it as open as quick as we can. And Trey Lee and his guys are pushing that job and trying to get us another building opened up there. Because at Stewart's Creek Elementary, we had went over capacity there. We were making classrooms in every little crook and nanny we could find over there. Now we're sending kids. Last year we sent them to Rock Springs Elementary. Now this year we're going to be sending the kids to Brown's Chapel. So we had to put a cap on Stewart's Creek Elementary because we just couldn't accept any more students.
Sure, sure. You mentioned 170-plus portables in the county, and you know, we've heard that for a long time. I think it's something that we've become accustomed to in Rutherford County and with that number of portables. But you're saying that we're by far and away, we have more portables by far and away than other areas in the state.
Yeah, most school districts don't use portables as permanent classrooms, and that's what we've gotten into. We've set a mind state here that it's okay that we just keep moving portables in and use them as permanent classrooms. Some of these portables have been at some of these locations for 20 plus years, and we need to be putting brick and mortar up, and we need to add on to that school if we can add on to it. If not, then we need to be building a new school, and we just can't keep kicking that can down the road. And we've done that for so long, we're running out of road. It's just nowhere else to kick this can.
Yeah. So well, I live over by the Siegel schools, and I mentioned to you that the middle school, I counted them several years ago, and there were 13, and doesn't look like there's been one that's moved out of the out of there. And you've got some land, you need a middle school in that area, but the needs other places are so much greater that I mean, you easily have the land at Walter Hill for another middle school, but that can't be a priority now with everything else you need.
Right. Yeah, that's the issue right there. Is we know we need a middle school out there at Walter Hill, but there's other schools, areas that's taken precedence over that.
Yeah. Over these 12 years, Coy, you've done a little bit of everything with the school board. You've been the chair. We've seen a lot of change in 12 years. In fact, you know, if you served another term, you would probably have seen the population in the school system double by that point. If we were in the 30s, and it'd be in the 60s in 4 years or so.
Yeah, that could very well happen. Yeah.
Good. Good. A lot of change, I guess, is the point that you've
it
seen.
Is. It's just unbelievable. I never thought we'd see another growth spurt like we did in our 2006 era, where we had so many people coming in here. But these last 6-8 years, it's just even far past that, as far as the amount of growth we're seeing per month, per year. And they're still coming. It hadn't stopped.
Right. A lot of challenges that you've had to deal with during that time, no bigger than the COVID pandemic. it even makes me cringe to even mention COVID,
That was the unexpected, for sure. Yeah. Never dreamed we'd be in a situation like we were in when we had to deal with that. I mean, it was just all we could do to keep our schools open, trying to keep everything moving, keeping mainly these students in the classroom learning. That's what we wanted to do. That was our goal all along. But it was just so many factors there that was involved. It was just a unmanageable situation, really.
Yeah. You had to look at every single decision through a different lens than had ever been looked at before.
Right.
I remember my daughter graduated from Siegel High School in 21, and those were held on the campuses, and how much different that was. And you would hear people say, well, I kind of like this in one breath, and then another say, well, we don't ever want to do this again.
Yeah.
So but we had to adjust a lot during that time, and without strong leadership on the board, that would have been very difficult.
Well, thank you. I hope that we satisfied most people out there. I know we didn't satisfy everyone. We had a lot of complaints, but we tried to do our best. We tried to do everything we could to keep our schools open. And I think we were one of the first school districts around that made the decision that we were going to open our doors and bring the students back. So we did what we could.
Right. During that time, you've been through the process of selecting a director of schools, and you've really seen a lot in 12 years, haven't you?
I've seen a few directors, yeah. We've done a few interviews. Don't care to go down that road again.
Yeah, and a lot of budget. I know that, looking back, sometimes when you're right at the end of what you're doing is kind of hard to do. But is it something that, if you could go back 12 years, would you still decide to do it?
I don't see anything that I really regret. I think based on the knowledge that we had at the time, the information we had at the time, we did the best we could. I don't regret any votes that I ever made. You look back and you see, well, it might have worked different, worked a little bit better if you did something a little different. But, again, that's just hindsight's always 20/20, I
sure.
guess.
So. Well, yeah, it's always easy to look back. But in the moment, so many meetings, I don't think really people realize it's not just one monthly meeting. It's phone calls all the time. It's special call meetings. It's a lot, isn't it?
Well, you can count on at least 20 hours, probably a month, just in meeting time. And you'll spend at least another 20 to 40 hours a month easily just doing your homework, trying to get prepared for the meetings, So you're spending well over a week's worth of time every month just trying to get prepared for the meetings, make the decisions, and keep the school district moving.
And add on top of that, phone calls and text and emails. Are you going to change your number once this is over?
No, it's not any trouble for people to find me. I mean, if they want me, they can come to Las Casas Feed. They know where I'm at, and a lot of them do. So
that's true. Well, I know your successor will probably be leaning on you quite a bit there, and I think we're going to be in okay hands.
I think we'll, I hope this election turns out well, and we get the right people in there that want to serve and do what's best for our students. That's what we got to focus on. Leave the politics out of it, and let's focus on the kids and what's the next best move for them.
Well, Coy, as always, appreciate you coming in today, and thanks for everything you've done.
Well, thank you, Brian. It's been a pleasure.
That's Coy Young joining us today, Rutherford County School Board member. If you want to listen back to part of the program, be sure to check our website in just a few, WGNSradio.com. If you go /listen, you can see where you can listen back to all of your favorite shows. You can watch them, listen to them live and on demand. That's WGNSradio.com/listen. Have a great day, everybody.